Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. We are so grateful to be here once again here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends, and we know a friend who's closer than a brother, and that is Jesus Christ himself. Today is Thursday, June the 18th, 2020. And we're just glad that God has continued to be on our side. He's with us each and every day. And as we go forward in this hour of power of prayer, we just pray that we will receive what God has for us and that we will continue to give him praise, give him honor, give him glory, because he is a worthy God. So we're grateful for each and everyone who has joined us already. Those who will come later, we are grateful for them also. So we're going to pray this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you that you are our hiding place. You are our truth. You are our joy. You are our peace. You are everything that we need, oh Father. Lord, we just thank you today because you are a trustworthy and a proven God. There is nobody like you, Father, no one to compare, Lord. You're everywhere. You see all things. All power is in your hands, and the world is ruled at your command. You rule and you super rule, oh Father. So we're grateful for that today. We are grateful for Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross, giving his life so that we could have life and life more abundantly. It's in him we live, move, and have our being. There's nothing better than knowing that God is our truth. He is our peace. He is our joy. He's all that we need. In him we live, move, and have our being. So we thank you, Jesus, for being our God. And we're going to ask our sister Helen if you'll go ahead and pray this morning. And then Sister Marie, if you will pray after she's done. If you'll do that, that'd be great. Go ahead, please. Miss B, if you'll pray.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Good morning, everybody. May God bless us because you wake up us this morning. Thank you so much, Father, in the heaven. Thank you for your love. Thank you so much, God, for your compassion. We thank you. We bless you. We give you glory. We manifest your name. Your name is power. Your name is love. Your name is understanding. This morning we say thank you so much for everyone in the life phone. You wake up them this morning. We turn us away to give you glory. You say one, two, in your name, you are in the mix. This morning I know you are in the mix with us on this life phone, talking to each other, to pray, to give you glory. Thank you so much. You was, no one can be like God. No one can be like Jesus. Only you can be the way you are. Thank you again. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. You wake up us again this morning. Oh, when we wake up us, you let the blood, you let the water come in our mind and our soul and our body, because we've got problem on our body with the pain. But when we wake up in the morning, you put the joys in us life. Thank you for that blessing. Thank you, God. Thank you. You so good and nasty in us. Please, God, change our soul, our mind, the way we are, the way we look, the way we talk. Jesus, I know you can do it for us. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to Father in heaven. Glory, Jesus. Oh, this morning we come to you to say thank you, to give you glory, to give you glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to Father. We love you, Jesus. We love you. You died for us. You pay our willing for us. We don't hold nobody, nobody. We don't hold nobody because you already pay our And you already pay us for, you already pay for us, God. We thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you. We love in you, Jesus, because you died for us. We love in you, Jesus. Make us heart to be with you. Make us mind to be with you. Make us soul to be with you, Father, because you love in us. You die for us. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to Father. We love in you, Jesus. We love in you, Father. Oh, God in heaven, we come to you early, early in the morning to give you glory, to manifest your name, to say thank you because you wake up again. We thank you. We love in you. We give you glory, Father. Everyone in the phone, Father, we bring into you right now this morning. Oh, you know them better than everybody else. You know which ones. You know which ones have a problem. You know which ones have a problem. Grandchildren, grandfamily. You know them, God, better than me. This morning, I bring everyone in the life on. You know anyone have a situation. God, touch them while I touch their soul. Touch them, mind. Touch them. Let them know who you are. Because you are the God, you are the love, you are the understand. Father, this morning again, we come to you, say thank you. Nobody else can be like you, only you can be the way you are. This morning, Father, people in the earth, we bring into you. Oh, the ones sick in the hospital, the ones sick, wherever you know they are. Sick, only God can take care of that. We come to you right now, you are the doctor, you got the angel in the heaven. Send some angel for all the people sick in the hospital, all those people in the street, all those people sleep in the below the bridge. They have a place to sleep, but because the demon take the mind, take them soul, they be on the street. God, repair those people because the word and the Bible. This is a thing I love from God. I love that man. I love him. I love him. God, everybody I know on this earth, everybody speak different language. And guess what God done? He put that word, everybody language. Oh, we take you for that blessing. That's a blessing, that's a blessing. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. Because he's so good. Everybody on this earth, the language, everybody speak different language. And the word with different people, different language. But the people, they refuse to hear that word. The word in Spanish, in English, in French, every language you know on this earth, the word white in different Bible. But the people, is not a God fault. It's not my fault. It's not our fault when they don't want because the demon closed them ear to the ear. They close their eyes. They can see. And the word, every language, guess what? In the radio, in the TV, and everywhere. But they don't want to hear. We still pray for them, but they refuse to hear that word, God. They hear every word they have in this earth. Many people, they prefer read the book, but they refuse read that book. That book is a life. That book, you open your mind. That book, open your eyes. That book, make you understand. That book, make you okay and blessing power. When you read this word in the Bible, even you read only one verse, even you read the first verse in the Bible, verse one, even you read only one word, one verse, God hear you and he understand you. And guess what? The demon is stay away from you because he's scared that word. It's the same thing when people in the earth, when they see police, well, they don't have nothing with wrong with them, nothing. But the uniform have something wrong on that uniform. Because every time people see police, even they drive and they don't do nothing wrong, even they don't do nothing but say they see it, it's not a police like a human being like me and you. It's a uniform. On my prayer, that's why we on my prayer, I pray this morning for God to remove those demons on that uniform. Because, you know, I get experience on this. Because I am not a police, but I work with them. I don't have a gun. I don't have a license for guns. But because the uniform, the badge I have on my shirt, when people see me, they scare. I learned this almost 20 years. I learned this. I speak this thing because many people see different ways in life. And when I see that, I say, no, it's nothing. The uniform got something. You know, since last week, since month past, I was praying over this. I said, Lord, do something. Maybe they should be changed their color. Maybe they should be do that because when people see that something not right, many people hear me this morning. They might be don't understand it. They might be can't go through it. But one day they might be say, okay, it might be true because demons do too much wrong thing on this earth and this life. But God see us. God see what they do wrong. But God sit down on their throne. He look at them because we are refuse to listen the voice, God. We are the one to listen. We close their ear. We close their eyes. We close their mouth because we refuse to give them glory. God don't need nothing from nobody on this earth. Nothing. Because I know God has too many angels in the heaven to give him glory. But he loves us. That's why he wants us to give him glory. He wants us to talking about him. Because that's why. But because of love. Because of blood of Jesus. He died for us. That's why he wanted. But he don't need us to give him glory. Because he got lots of angels to do it. But because of compassion, because he died, he let us son of a brother come die for us. That's why he wants us to pray. That's why he wants us to give him glory, because he's a loving God. Let me tell us something. God is so good, because God, no one can be like him. He said, when he get angry with us, he get angry, thunder, lightning, rain coming down, so heavy. Oh, my God. Jesus said, please, Father knew you, because we need them. We need some of them to save it. Some of them be with us, but they let. They stay away. They go back. They don't walk with us straight. Jesus keep praying. Jesus keep sit in their Father throne. He keep talk. He keep ask for us. He ask forgive. He keep ask everything because of Jesus. That's why we still there in this life. That's why we love that man. We love God. We love Jesus. This morning, Father, everyone in the hospital, everyone in the prison, everyone in wherever you know they are, every big driver, because I got a couple of many friends, they drive big truck, delivery. Go put your feet in the brake, put your feet in the gas. Go with them. Every driver gonna go every state, every country, every people. Go right now, God. Put your feet on them. Protect them. Every police in this United States, every corner they are, send the Holy Ghost to convert them, to don't let no demon get on them. They don't do wrong, but the demon make them do wrong because the demon get upset with us. He get upset with everybody. But we are the Christian. We have to pray. We have to pray God to protect us because the demon, he get angry, he get mad, he get upset. Look at all those people dying on this earth. He want more. 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 Because the demon, he got angry because the Christian, the brother, the sister in Christ, the brother in Christ, we're not together. We hate each other. We talk about each other. We gossip about each other. We don't love each other. That's why the demon come in, to make it divide. Because the demon know we got power. We got the Holy Ghost. God used us, but he get angry. And guess what? We gonna get power over them. He gonna go pick the hell by the blood of Jesus Christ. We gonna put fire, fire on him, fire on him. Hallelujah! We gonna put fire, 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 fire everywhere. Is every corner, every house, everywhere he take he can be. We gonna make a fire on him, fire on that demon, fire on that evil. Evil, to face fire on those. Because sometimes when your sister or somebody do wrong to us, it was not the people, it was demon. Because you know when people do wrong, it's demon. When the demon finish do wrong to the people, he moves from that people body. He's a demon. That's why we have to take how God good, God protect us. Oh God, right now, all those pastors, all of them in this earth, touch them, cover them, open their minds. Oh, hallelujah. We need repent and preaching. We need those. We don't need the when pastor preach to tell us we're going to get money. If you repay the time, we're going to be rich. If we do this, we do that. No, it's not that. We need more on this. We need more prayer. We need more repentance in life, because God knows too many cream, too many wrong things on this earth. We need this, God. Use them, because you got power to use them. Because even in church is messed up completely, but God can change it. Nobody else can change those things. God, because it's not a pastor fault. It was not a wife pastor fault, but it's sometimes a demon, but sometimes a fault. Because when you be in charge, you got an anger, evil anger in your mind, in your heart, and you still in our own heart. You mess up everything. Because how are we going to change if you do that? How are we going to change? Because that's why I tell people many times in life, I don't have to tell people I'm a Christian. Never. I never go tell people that. Never. And I say I'm a Christian or I'm Baptist. I'm not Baptist. I'm nothing. I am a child of God. And you have to see the light of me, to shine on me when I come and walk in somewhere. Sometimes the demon get upset. He get mad. He get angry. Because when he see me, he see the light on me. Oh, he's scared. But I thank God for that blessing. It's a blessing from God. It's not from nobody else. Thank you, Jesus, for this morning. Thank you for your love. Oh, thank you for everybody on that prayer line. God, I ask you a favor. Favor from God. Bless Sister Darling. Because she calling me to be on this ride. I've been on this with them so long time ago. But when they have my job, I can do it because I wake up so early to prepare myself. But because since it's March, I sit in this house. She got me and her talk. And I said, please call me. She did. Because then I want God bless her. Because why? Because my Metro PTS don't want me let me in that line. Because you see, I can get on this line. But she had to do this for me. This is a blessing and powerful. I want God bless her for that. Because, you know, when you pray, the demon get angry. But when we together, we get power over them. Thank you so much, Father. Don't forget everybody on this earth, every pastor, every church, every people, every one of us on the line, every state they are on the line, whatever state they are on this line. God should be blessed that state for them. God, we ask you that. We thank you. We bless you. All those children, everybody else. Thank you so much this morning for that blessing and power. And Holy Ghost, we love in you. We thank you. We love in you. We thank you. And I pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord. This is the day that you have made, Lord. We all and our family will rejoice and be happy and glad in this day, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for being our Father, Lord, for being our friend, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We just thank and praise you for your faithfulness, Heavenly Father, your goodness, Lord, and your mercy, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. We just praise you for all you've done for us that we're not aware of, Heavenly Father. We praise you all that you are aware of, and we praise you in advance for the things that we know that you're going to do for us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we just praise you right now, Lord, for your eternal life, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. We praise you for your unconditional love, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, in spite of our faults that we might have sometimes, Lord, you love us anyway, Lord. Lord, we just praise you, Lord, for never turning your back on us, Heavenly Father. That's who you are, Lord. Oh, you are loving God. You are giving God. Oh, we praise you for all the healings that you have done all over the nations, Lord. Oh, we praise you, Lord, for covering the ones all over the nations, Lord, that's going through stuff, Lord, no matter what it is, Lord. Heavenly Father, we just praise you for that comforting that you have done, that you're going to continue doing, Lord, because you're a God that never turns your back on none of us, Lord. We may leave you, Lord. We may get out of your word, Lord, but you're still there waiting. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for being that man, that father, oh, that brother, Lord, being that lover of our life, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we just praise you, Lord, for providing for us, Heavenly Father, in our time of need, Lord. You know everything, Lord. It might not be when we want it, but it's always there on time, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the strength that you instilled in us, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, for walking with us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We just praise you, Lord, when we feel we can't go no further, that you are there carrying us even further, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Oh, Jehovah Jireh. Jireh, Lord, we just praise you, Lord, for opening doors for us that have been shut to us, Lord. When people say we can't, you show up and you show out that you are that man, Lord, that can and will. And we thank you for that, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for healing, Lord, for all the healing you have done, Lord, for us, Lord, all over the world. The ones you're doing for those right now, Lord, that's waiting. That is already done and they're waiting to see it to come to pass. Lord, we're praising you for it, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we praise you right now for the end, for this virus being cutting the head off, Lord. Well, we know it's done, Lord, and it will come to pass. So we just want to praise you and thank you for ending this virus, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We want to praise you for protecting us during this virus time, Lord. Oh, in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for protecting us, Lord. And then praising you for the ones that you've already healed, Lord, because of the virus that received that virus, Lord. And you didn't heal them already, Lord. Those that you're going to heal, we praise you in advance for healing those that you're going to heal, Heavenly Father. They haven't even asked yet, but you're going to do it anyway. Thank you, Jesus, because that's who you are. Oh, Almighty God, the great I am, Lord, we love you. We love you with all our heart, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, we can never express enough how we feel about you, Lord. Oh, yes, we love you just because, Heavenly Father. Father, we want to praise you, Lord, for all those you can comfort over the nation, Lord, that need someone to comfort them. You were there, Lord. Thank you. All those that you have comforted, you have already comforted that we wasn't aware of, Heavenly Father, but you did it. Thank you. We just give you the praise and the glory. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we praise you for doors that you shut in our lives and our family lives that needed to be shut, Lord. Oh, yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. There was doors that were shut that we probably never knew that was existed to be opened, and you shut them, Lord, before they affected us, Heavenly Father. Thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, Lord, we just praise you, Lord, for just showing favor, Lord, favor we might not even know of. So I like to, so we say thank you, thank you, thank you, give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. So we want to praise for all the things, Lord, that you have done in our life, our family life, that we're not even aware of, Lord. Ask, Lord, to say praise you and give you the glory and the honor and thanking you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, we just praise you for your continually pouring more and more the Holy Spirit in us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for allowing us to have a relationship with you, our Father. Thank you. Oh, yes, thank you, Lord. There's no one like you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you. We love you unconditionally, Lord. Oh, and we thank you and praise you for loving us unconditionally, Lord. Oh, thank you for allowing us to be and continuing allowing us to be more and more like you. We thank you for that, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, because of you, there's nothing we can do, Lord. And we just praise you for allowing us to be a part of you. Yes, yes, yes. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Father, we're praying. I'm praying for the ones out there that need doors to be opened, Lord. Oh, I'm praying that you open the doors for those that in need, Lord. You know who they are all over the nations, Lord. Not just the United States, but all over the nations, Lord. They're crying out to you. Some of them is already waiting, Lord. Touch them that they heart that they believe, Lord, and that they will receive, Lord. Touch them, Lord. They have the faith of a mustard seed, Lord. We're just praying that you, Lord, close doors for those that need doors to be closed. Hallelujah, Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, I'm coming, praying and agreeing, Lord. Oh, with the ones that are on this line, Lord. Lord, that you just touch those. They have family members, Lord, that have the virus and friends that have the coronavirus. Heal them, Lord. They need you, Father. Heal their bodies, Lord, their minds, Lord. Heal them from whatever illness that's ailing in their body and their mind, their soul, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Pray for those that family members have come to you, Lord. Lord, touch their mind, Lord. Give them a word, Lord, that they come to you, Lord. Those who never been saved, Lord. Those who have left you, Lord. Who turned their back on you, Lord. Those that looked away, Lord. Lord, bring them back, Lord. The family members are praying for them, Lord. If they're not, we on this prayer, praise, and deliver ministry, at this prayer, praise, and deliver ministry, we're praying for them, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Bring them back. Bring the backsliders back. Those don't know you, Lord. Put people in their past, Lord. That they can get to know you, can have the opportunity, have the life, Lord. Oh, yes, that you want them to have, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we're praying for comfort right now for those who are in need at this time, all over the nation, that have family that have been transitioned, those waiting, Lord, to bury their family member right now. It's hard on them, and they need your comfort, Lord. Praying for comfort for them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, praying for the ones out on the streets, Lord. They're out there. Some of them is out there homeless by force, Lord, not by choice, Lord. They want you, Lord. They need you, Lord. Go to them, Lord, and give them a place to stay, Lord, somewhere safe, Lord. A shelter, open a door for them, Lord. Put people in their path that can lead them where you want them to be, in Jesus' name, Lord, help the homeless out there, Lord. Oh, the little kids out there, Lord, we got children out there, even little small ones, that's disobedient to their mama, swinging back at their mama, hitting on their dad. Oh, Lord, and
and just disrespectful, Lord. Lord, turn them around. Fix them, Lord. Touch them head to toe. Touch that mind of theirs that's confused, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. You are the one that feeds us, but you provide for that father and that mother to take care of them kids, Lord. Lord, get them right, Lord. Turn their life around, Lord. Oh, Lord, Lord, fix them, Lord, and mentally, Lord, that they will not know really what they're doing, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Let them have a word from somebody that would change their life around, Heavenly Father. Lord, praying for relationships, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, that they're going through chaos, Lord. No one but you, Lord. Only you can do it, Lord. But you can put people in their path to help them, Lord. Lord, turn, get them relationships to understanding. Turn those relationships out there where all over the nation, Lord. Those that really love each other, Lord. Where the devil's trying to destroy, Lord. Touch them, fill it with communication that they be so there'll be understanding. That their communication, that there'll be understanding and love and joy and peace and happiness, Lord. Number one, you be, and that you be number one in that relationship, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Those that don't know you, Lord, in a relationship, Lord, ooh, let them hear, open their ears so they can hear what the other half is saying, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, so they can get to know you, Lord, because one might know you and the other one and got a relationship with you and the other one know you and don't give you the time of day, Lord. That changed that, Lord. Not that nothing bad has to happen, but you got all power, Lord. You are power, Lord. You are love, Lord. Oh, you are peace, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. You are a miracle worker. We ask for miracles all over this nation, Lord, whatever the situation might be, Lord. Work the miracles, the blessings in these people's lives, Lord. Oh, yes, where it's needed, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Lord, I'm praying for comfort, Lord, for my Aunt Frances down in Delray, Georgia, for her family, her kids, her husband, Lord, for her brain is dead, Lord. She, you know what, she contracted the coronavirus, Lord. So, Lord, help strengthen them kids to make a decision, Lord. The doctors of the hospital asked them to make a decision, Lord. They do not know, Lord. So we're asking your will be done, asking your will be done in this situation, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, because you're a decision maker, Lord. You can make that decision, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. I ask you to lift that burden up off of them, Lord, that they're going through right now because she's just there on the machine, Lord. The doctor said that she's, her brain is dead, Lord. Work in their lives, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord. Comfort them, Lord. Lord, make the decision for them, Lord. One person can't take that responsibility by themselves, Lord. Let the three of them work together and make that decision be made, Lord. You guide them in the decision, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, I'm praying for Kathy Williams' kids, Lord. They left, Lord. Lord, church people that have been asked, Lord, those haven't been asked, Lord, because you're a God that just don't have to be asked, Lord. You'll touch people. And to do what you want to do to get things did, Lord. They short of money, Lord, to bury their mama, their auntie, whatever relationship they is to Kathy. They all, they're trying to get her in the ground, Lord. Lord, provide financially for that family that they can get the funeral on and out of the way, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, I'm asking in Jesus' name, help them young kids, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, you are God that makes ways out of no way, Lord. I'm asking that you make a way for them to end. Go ahead on and get her a home celebration to pass in Jesus' name, hallelujah. I'm praying for all those out there in need financially, Lord. You know who they are, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, they're waiting, someone waiting, someone crying out to you, and they believe and they know you'll do it, Lord. Let it come to pass, Heavenly Father. Those that's out there that need jobs, Lord. Lord, when the time, when you, I know it's on your time, Lord, but let them receive a job, Lord. We're making enough, Lord, that they can help, be able to make their ends meet, Heavenly Father. You got some of them out there just taking temporary assignments due to the COVID virus, filling in for other people, Lord. Those that are willing to step forward, Lord, to take these jobs, Lord. Give them a permanent job somewhere working with the same company and make it even more, Lord. So that's who you are, Lord. Oh, I'm asking in Jesus' name, Lord. Whatever the cry may be out, somebody crying out to you for right now, Lord, you know every heart desire. You know the silent cry, Lord. You know those that speak it out, Lord. You know those that don't even open their mouth, but they have a desire, Lord. Open up the window of heaven and pour out more blessings than we'll ever dream, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. We got those that are traveling to and from, Lord. Give them faith, protect, favor, travel, mercy, and grace. Travel, favor, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, 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 hallelujah. In Jesus' name, Lord. Lord, you know every hair on our head. You know each one of us name by name, Lord. I'm asking that your will be done in our life, Lord, and your will and that their desire of their heart be answered, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, Lord. We're asking that you heal each and every one and wherever it needed, them, their family members, Lord, wherever is needed. One might have a heart problem. One might have mental health issues. You know whatever the condition is, Lord. You know whatever the pain is and what caused the pain, Lord. I'm asking you to heal each and every one. Lord, for that's who you are. You are big God, Lord. You hold the whole wide world in your hand, Heavenly Father. Father, I pray for the man on Dix, Gary Dix down in your dealer, Lord. I don't know him personally, but I hear that his heart is weak and he's trying to get the move and sell his house, Lord. I pray for that young, for that elderly man, Lord, that nobody trick him out of his house. They get a fair market price, and his family be willing. And when he move in, that they show him love, as you would show them love, as you show us love. In Jesus' name, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray for Pastor Darlene, Heavenly Father, for you know she started the prayer, praise, and ministry. Long, long time ago, even before I even met her, Lord. Lord, we pray that you continue strengthening her, guiding her, instilling in her your knowledge, new every day, Lord, that she can continue this ministry, that it can eventually maybe go live, Lord. Is that her heart desire, your heart desire, God? You know where you want it to go, Lord. I ask you just continue moving in people's lives, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. And, Lord, I ask that you just touch people, that the ones that are able and the ones that want to, that are not able right now to at times to give so it can grow. The other people can hear it, Lord. Oh, yes, so they can get the word themselves, Lord. And we just praise you, Lord, for getting us up in the morning, Lord, giving us this willingness. Oh, yes, for this desire, for our hunger to hear your word early in the morning, spend time with you first thing in the morning. Oh, I pray that you continue within us, Lord. Don't let the devil snatch us out, Lord. Oh, because this is something that we enjoy being with you, Lord. Oh, in Jesus' name, oh, yes, Lord. Lord, I'm praying for those that come to this prayer line that have been coming probably about 6 months or more, Lord. Even the ones just started, touch their heart, Lord. Let them know it's not the length of a prayer. It's the truth of it, Lord. It's just opening up, being speaking, Lord. Just like they speak to their sister, their brother, their mama, their uncle, their friend, Lord. They can get on their prayer line and talk to you the same way, Heavenly Father. Let them, those that are always saying listening, those that name be called and they don't say nothing. When their name is called, oh, yes, Lord, because I did call one, and I know they didn't answer me. Lord, let them go ahead on and start opening up. How can they get where they want to go when they always keeping their mouth shut? They not just praying to you, Lord, but if they won't pray to you and for you, how they open up and act? Lord, you said a cold mouth don't get fed, so they got to open up, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, touch him, Lord. Oh, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, those that got prayer requests, and even they haven't spoken, Lord, you know what they are. even those that are not on the line, Lord. And I agree with those, all those nations right now that's praying, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, we walk by faith and not by sight, Lord. And people that got family that going through chaos, that's on drugs, Lord, I'm praying that you set them free, Lord. They've been praying and praying, whoever they might be, Lord, set their family free. Break the changes, Lord, of addiction, whatever their addiction might be, Lord. And Lord, touch their minds that they know how to talk to their family. That's only drugs to help them get off, Lord, because you know it ain't what we say, it's how we say it, Lord. Give them the know-how to encourage them, Lord. Oh, yes, to encourage them by saying a good word instead of always saying things like you won't never get off, Lord. Lord, help them, Lord. Oh, yes, and the ones that don't even want to quit in their family praying for them, Lord. Lord, ask that you just change that mindset and that they don't want to quit. Lord, you can turn anything around. There's nothing impossible for you, God. Oh, I ask it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I just pray that and ask you to let this be. It's coming to the end of the week. That these 2 days be a blessed week. And the rest of the month be a blessed month for each and every one of us, Heavenly Father, on this line, those that will come later, tomorrow, whenever. Oh, yes, those that already that have came and stopped. Give us all, bless us physically, mentally, spiritually, and financially the rest of this year. I'm asking in Jesus' name, Father, and I connect each prayer that being prayed after me, those that being prayed over the nation, those before me. I connect it with Father who are in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Lord, lead us not in temptation, Heavenly Father, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, our power, and our glory, Father. You are everything, Lord. Without you, we don't know what we'll be. I pray not in my name, but in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, God, glory be to you, Lord. We give the glory to you. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Can y'all hear me? Hello?
Yes, hello.
Okay.
Hello, we hear you. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we thank you. We praise you. So there's someone else in line to pray. Hallelujah to God. We thank God for the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to God. We just thank God. Hallelujah to God. I got a praise report. Hallelujah to God. I got a chance to call my daughter yesterday, and I got all excited. And I was telling her about, we were talking about things, and I got to the point that we're still praying for you. That, and I was telling her about the broadcast, and she might be on the background this morning. She looked it up. So when we be on there again in the morning, God had filled her with the Holy Ghost, and she was so excited about it. I've been talking to her about it and praying for it, and God had filled her the other week there. Hallelujah to God. She was just in service, and she said the Holy Ghost just got a hold of her. And she was out there on the floor trying to get up. She could hear herself still speaking in tongues and just on and on and on. And that was just thanking God for it. Because God is faithful and it's true. Hallelujah, God. It is true as his word. There's no one greater than him. Hallelujah, God. Because you pray for our children because we want them saved. We pray for our children. Hallelujah, God. So that God would just move by his spirit and by his power. Hallelujah, God. That they would know the power of God. And then she started to try to explain. I said, girl, he's past beyond explaining. He's past trying to understand what he's doing. I said, God is awesome. He's an awesome God. She was telling me how she was able to be a witness for God and how God began to talk and how God touched the person hard that she was talking to, hallelujah to God. When God began to touch the lady hard, the lady, that spirit began to move on the lady that she was witnessing to, hallelujah, God. And it was on just a telephone conversation, as Pastor Darlene had mentioned a lot of times, the bill collectors sometimes they call you people that's calling, and when they called in, she had a chance, and it was just a woman that had needed someone to talk to. She had the weight of the world on the shoulder. I told her, yes, I understand, because God said after that you will receive power. And she's been going to church for years, and they said after you see power, once you get understanding of that word, because God's word is power, the Holy Ghost came on her, filled up with the Holy Ghost, started giving God the praise, okay? Started giving God the praise. We gave him the honor and the glory. I tell you, there's nothing like the God we serve. There's nothing compared to him. Hallelujah, God. He's awesome, and he's terrible in his doing. So I thank God for him filling her with the precious Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, God. She got this. She went and looked online, and she found the broadcast, and she said she was going to listen to it. Lock the door, sweetheart. She's going to listen to the broadcast yesterday, and I tell her we are here every day, hallelujah, God, praying that they will be saved and that they will be filled with the precious Holy Ghost. And I thank God for that. I give him the praise, the honor, and the glory, hallelujah, God, for filling her with the Holy Ghost. I tell her you just grow and grow when God gives you that spirit, hallelujah, God. It's something to rejoice about, hallelujah, God, that they're able to be an effective witness, hallelujah, God, that God begins to lead and guide, hallelujah, God. She begins to see the miracles and the working of the miracle, the supernatural movement by God's power. There was times that she told me that it didn't take all that. I would tell her, yeah. I said, take all that and some more, honey. And now she knows, hallelujah, God. It's a wonderful thing that she knows. I'm thanking God for your prayers, hallelujah, God, because God has done it, hallelujah, God, and believing God for the rest of the children and the grandchildren to come into the fold, hallelujah, God, into the family of God, hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Songwriter wrote a song, was I, be still, my soul, because the Lord is on my side, hallelujah, God. So we're worshiping him, and we praise him today, and we thank him. In the name of Jesus, I had a prayer request. I pray that God bless that we'd be able to get this bathroom fixed. This broadcast came on and started. It acted up. So we just thank you, God. Just a number of things. Hallelujah, God. That God is just blessing the President of this United States. Hallelujah, God. And things that are going on. And we thank God because God is now moving by his spirit in a special way and by his power. Hallelujah, God. You may not be able to see, hallelujah, God. It may not all be coming together as fast as we wanted to, ways that we could understand it. But we're making more things are changing right now for the people than it did when they had the civil rights movement going on, hallelujah, God, back so many years ago, hallelujah, God. So we thank God and we praise God. We want to encourage you. Glory to God to continuously praise the Lord and keep the praise going, hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus. We just thank God for this time here today, hallelujah, God. My morning just went the other way a little while ago, hallelujah, God. But we're giving God the praise, the honor, and the glory in Jesus' mighty name. So we thank God, we thank God, we thank God. Hallelujah, God. Did Pastor Dolly take the prayer requests already this morning? I know that everyone prayed. They prayed so beautifully. Hallelujah, God. And we thank God for that. So I just wanted to get that in. I told her, I said, I will testify about the goodness of God, hallelujah, God. I want to encourage you to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Don't forget on, even on next week, Tuesday, the pastor said that she's going to pray for the oil, hallelujah, God. I'm trying to get myself the oil. See if I could get that can of olive oil there. It's kind of big, but hallelujah, God. Even the medical professionals, they said olive oil is good to cook the food in, and it's better for you to have even olive oil in the system. They said, pray for the elders of the church. If someone is sick, let them anoint you with oil and pray the prayer of faith. Hallelujah, God. And that's what we want to do. We want to pray the prayer of faith. We want you to be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins. Because a whole lot of things are going on. And we thank God for this answering prayer this morning. In the name of Jesus. So we just praise God and we worship God in the name of Jesus. We thank him for being the God of our salvation and the God of our deliverance in him. We trust in him. We move, we breathe, we have our being Just want to thank God, hallelujah to God, for all that he's doing right now in the name of Jesus. That God, he sits high, he looks low, he discerns the hearts of men. God is the God that executes judgment, hallelujah to God. And we thank God, as Ms. B was praying, hallelujah to God, I was in agreement with her, hallelujah, that God knows that he has blessed us. The people know, hallelujah, the adversary know, hallelujah to God, that they see the light upon you, hallelujah to God, and they'll be able to glorify your Father in heaven. Thank you, Lord God. I remember a week or two ago, I had a delivery, went to a place, and there was a young lady in the security shack there checking in. And when I got there to the security shack, when she was checking me in and everything, all of a sudden the Spirit of God just began to fill up the ear there. When I came up there, the tongue started speaking, but bearing witness, I was telling the Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. And come to find out, the girl, she wasn't preaching, she wasn't singing in the choir. She just had that presence of the Lord there, hallelujah to God. And the Spirit just bearing witness all by itself that she was of God, that she had that indwelling Spirit. She had that power from God, that she had spent time in prayer, hallelujah to God. That she had a relationship with God, hallelujah to God. And it was such joy talking to her, hallelujah to God. And God began to deal with me, hallelujah to God. And the revelation came from John, the 14th travel, which says, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, also believe in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. But were it not so, I would have told you, hallelujah to God. But it got down to the part where, after the resurrection, when they were in the upper room, and Thomas said to them, show me the Father. And it suffices, he'd be satisfied. And he said, so long a time, says John, I've been with you, and you do not know, Thomas, that if you have seen me, you have seen the Father, hallelujah, God. Then when I thought about that as I went away, and I had another chance to come by the security guard, she went home. I said, meaning that I've seen you, and that Spirit bear witness that I've seen the Father, so God be inside of us. That was a witness to me that God take a total residence inside of you when you're filled with his Holy Spirit. So God looks like each and every one of us that is filled with his Holy Ghost of God. That DNA is inside of us. It changes us, hallelujah to God. It gives us that dunamis power. It gives us that ability to go forth in his name, hallelujah to God. When we begin to serve God on that level, hallelujah to God, when the fear begins to break up, we're going to see another change, hallelujah to God, right here in the earth realm, hallelujah to God. Things are going on. A lot of times you get confused, you don't know what to do, glory to God. But I thank God because in the midst of everything, hallelujah to God, everything, I got the call that God is yet moving, hallelujah to God. He filled with the Holy Ghost. He talked to me about an hour, 15 minutes on the phone, just talking about the joy of the Lord that had came in her life. She was going to church, but it's a different joy when that power of God be filled with you. So we thank you for tuning in, hallelujah to God. We'll be here again tomorrow, hallelujah to God. And as you've been encouraged, come on up and pray. It just takes a while to pray. Give your name, hallelujah to God. And please don't count it robbery to send in a blessing, a gift, hallelujah to God. Drop a note to the pastor, darling, the evangelist, darling, the grandma, darling, wonderful woman of God. Let them know that you appreciate the broadcast, hallelujah to God. Like everything else, we like to stay on the ear, hallelujah to God, and maybe expand to other stations. So all this we do, if God would permit. So we thank you for being here this morning. Hallelujah, God. We put this back in heavenly, Pastor Darling is there. We just up to the top of the hour. We thank God for this week. Hallelujah, God, and all that has transpired in the name of Jesus. Please be mindful of Pastor Scalak, she'll be here on tomorrow, and that she has going on. Hallelujah, God. She wants to send a container to Zimbabwe for the AIDS patient. Hallelujah to God. So we're doing the work of God. Hallelujah to God. And we're doing our hearts together, our heart in love. Hallelujah to God. This is a good ministry to sow seed into. Hallelujah to God. And God bless you for it. In the name of you. So we thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. And thank you for the time here this morning, Pastor Darling. Just about to the top of the hour. Hallelujah to God. I want to encourage you. Don't forget to give your olive oil on Tuesday. Pastor says she will pray over the oil. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen again.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord once again. We're just so grateful for this time of fellowship and the prayers that have gone up. Thank you, Sister Helen, Mrs. B, and Marie, and our Apostle Horsley, and everybody else who's here. We appreciate you being here and sharing in what God is doing, and I believe that God will continue to keep us covered under his wings, and that we just keep our eyes on him, and I believe that the blood of Jesus will protect us, and his angels are out there, so don't be just in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all our ways we shall acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. So everybody have a lovely day. I love each and every one of you. Come back tomorrow. Pastor Scholastica will be facilitating, leading us in the hour of power of prayer, and we just look forward to the fellowship. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. And have a beautiful, awesome, loving day. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled ARDLEY. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.